Hey everybody, and welcome to the last episode for 2023, transitioning into 2024. At the time of this drop, by the time you're listening to it, we will be in the new year. Glory be to God. And by the time you're listening to this, we will be experiencing a new life in Christ. We will be experiencing the rich and satisfying life and the abundant life that John 10 verse 10 speaks about. So before we get into it, if you're new here, welcome. And every time we start with prayer. And if you're not new here, thank you for sticking around. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for listening. And all the love, because without God and without you guys, I doubt I'd be here. I doubt I'd be online. So you know what? Let's do what we normally do and start it off with prayer. Wherever you're at, bow your head, close your eyes. And if you're driving, you know the rules. Keep your eyes on the road and keep your ears open. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you that we're right here, right now, Lord, in this moment. I thank you that I'm able to record this, even though my mic may not be working properly right now. Lord, I thank you that I'm still here and I'm still doing your will and I'm still in your presence and I'm still in alignment with your will for my life. Lord, we thank you for everything good that has happened. We thank you for the lessons learned that we didn't bring on ourselves. We thank you for the ones we did bring on ourselves. We thank you for the things you brought us out of that we got ourselves into. We thank you for the all-year protection, Lord, from things and situations that we placed ourselves in that should have caused us harm. And the things, the dangers unseen, Lord. We thank you for holding our hearts in your hands. We thank you for providing for us from the beginning till the end every day, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you. I thank you. And I glorify your holy name. I thank you for every person listening. I thank you for their friends. I thank you for their families. I thank you for blessing them ever more so abundantly, Lord. And I thank you for letting me be your vessel, Lord. I thank you for sanctifying me and helping me save souls and win souls over for your kingdom, Lord. We just pray, God Almighty, that you continue to use me and fill me up, Lord, that I may pour into your sheep and I may feed your sheep as you have requested in this life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 2023, you guys. It's been an eventful year. Glory be to God. It's also really been a God did kind of year. It's a God did kind of life, because there is nothing, I mean absolutely nothing, the Lord will waste. All the time you spent outside of his will, everything you've done outside of his will be used and is being used for his glory. Because at the end of the day, when you are in Christ, you are a new creation and your old life has passed away. So therefore, let's walk out and run into the new with God. This episode is titled, Out Done with the Old and God, Into the New with God. Because every step of the way, all through and through, we're going to keep walking with him. Not that he ever left us. It's just that I have been blinded at different times in my life. So, and there are times I certainly let the wiles of the devil play into my decision making. Nonetheless, though, we thank God for grace. We thank him for wisdom. We thank him for awareness. And we thank him for application. And we thank him for growth. Because without Christ, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, I'll ever be able to do, and I would never be anything or anybody or even be, period. This is where I'm at. This is my heart posture. And I just pray and I ask for myself and for you and everybody else that he searches our hearts and he corrects the ways within us that aren't pleasing to him and upright in his sight. Because in the presence of the King of Kings, the Holy of Holies, there is no such thing as sin, which is why we are covered by the blood, which is why when we come to the throne of the Father, we are told to come boldly, because in his sight, it's his son standing before him. Mind you, we are all children of the Lord. Nonetheless, though, because we plead the blood, because I plead the blood over you and over myself and over everything we touch and everything we do and over our minds and our hearts, we are blameless in the presence of God. So yes, I'll forever plead the blood. I pray you do too. Let's get into it. Now, you guys, this episode is really about transitioning out, just kind of recapping the year and also just letting go of it, right? So this is the way we create a new environment, new space within our hearts and within our minds to let the Lord deal with us righteously, right? And heal us, heal our hearts, which will in turn heal our minds and produce the fruits that he desires for us to have, the fruits of his spirit. Because mind you, he is the ultimate gardener. So therefore, I'm here to let myself be pruned and trimmed and molded and, you know, yeah, just let him be my gardener. 2023. This year, in a nutshell, I've been blown away. I have experienced painful moments and I have seen God's hand move so much this year in different ways. But as far as pain is concerned, I'm here to remind you guys that we are not under the law of sin and death. Because when Jesus Christ came, when he died and when he rose again, y'all, he conquered sin, death, and the grave. Sin left when Jesus came. Death lost its grip. And I'm forever grateful. Because what this revelation means, we now, really and truthfully, within our hearts, minds, spiritually, and now physically, we seal this whole entire journey from this point onward with John 10:10 in heart, meditating on it day and night. I want to give a big shout out to my sisters in Christ. And also to my husband, because you guys, we're married. We are married and I am officially a Mrs. I'm not sitting here like, yeah. I'm really sitting here like, wow. God is literally that man. Like, he's literally my man. You feel me? And the fact that I'm able to experience what his love really and truly is like and within the confines of marriage, because need we be reminded, marriage is God's ultimate image for what it is like for him to love us, seeing and being that we are the bride of Christ.
and we are his church, right? Mind you, love, the love of God isn't only shown to us in the romantic dynamics with other beings. We experience this in platonic relationships, through mentorship, through friendship, through communion with one another, with him, and so on. So let not your mind be so tied in and locked into experiencing it romantically. Because I'm not sure if I ever dropped an episode about this or on this, but I will say that I certainly had reached a point in my life where I didn't care for being married anymore. You know, I just wanted to be with my Lord and Savior. I just wanted to see him and let him be revealed to me. I really, really needed to see, you know, and understand that I'm really and really truly loved. It's one thing to know that, yes, you're right, he did die for me. Yes, he did take all the punishment that I was supposed to receive because I'm unworthy. At the end of the day, I am worthy because he made that sacrifice with me in his heart. Now, trauma has played a part in causing me to feel as though I do not know how to receive love. And I had let him love me through my friends. Even though I had been very resistant in the beginning, I began to really and truly let myself be loved and feel loved by the way he used people in my life to show love. Because every time God answers a prayer, a lot of the times it's in form of a person. The silence is so necessary. That was a Selah moment right there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I won't be leaving for real. I'm still here, still in this. I've just been, you know, looking to God to really lead me and teach me to lean into him in this new dynamic, which I will be focusing on for a while, and God willing, I will still be here writing, studying, praying, and producing these episodes and not teaching y'all, because I'm learning as well, but sharing my, I guess we'll call them sharing my notes, because like it or not, I'm still a student. And I'm always learning on this journey called life with Christ, because that's the only person I'd ever really want to do life with. Besides my husband and our dearest friends. Shout out you guys. I wouldn't want to be doing life with any other person or people. And you guys as well, because, hey, we're all doing this together. Need I remind you, because 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9 says that we are not the only ones plunged into these hard times. It is the same with Christians all over the world, and we are to keep a firm grip, to be rooted, to be established and immovable on the faith. Because suffering won't last forever. Mind you, I paraphrased the entire verse, by the way. And obviously, suffering came as a result of sin and is the work of the devil, which in John 10, verse 10, we are told that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. And I'm here like, yeah, well, he did come to steal, kill, and destroy. Nonetheless, though, but God, But God, it's not only been a God did kind of year, it's only also been a but God kind of year. Every time circumstances that were unfavorable showed its face, reared its ugly head, in there, in the midst of that chaos, in the midst of that insanity, in the midst of that insecurity, there's been God at every phase, in every state. I've been met by the Father. I've been met by the Lord. I have been communed with. I have been nurtured. I have been held. I have been affirmed. I have been taught. I have been listened to. The most when I'm with him. I've been corrected. I've kicked. I've screamed. I've cried. I've laughed. I've joyed in the Lord. I've rejoiced. Glory. I felt the pain. Even then still. Knowing that he still is the God that comes through. He still is the God that shows up. He still is the God that is ever present. That doesn't mean sit there and don't feel, right? Another Selah moment. So I just want to leave this here with you guys and remind you that this year, 2023 ending, going into 2024 and onward, I've been healed from the ways that I've been hurt in this life. And I'll continue with you all to be in Christ and walk with him and stay in his will and continue to bring that awareness to us all in the ways that he'll lead me into doing. So I'll just say this here. In all things, through all things, right? It is well with your soul. It is well. It is well. It is well with your soul. Do not let the pain from this year and the past follow you into 2024. Do not let the traumatic experiences that the devil tried to place and create and put in your life stay within your heart, so much so that you are blindsided by the wiles in 2024. Let your heart, not saying your mind, let your heart receive the love and healing that it needs from God and the people he placed in your life to for you to lean into and lean on, right? So that you will be able to plant, water, and aid others in growing. I love you, and the Lord loves you more. I have gleaned from not just my life, but the life of others. And I implore you all that we get in alignment with his will. Day in, day out. It's not a matter of what you feel like. One thing that I have found important is that I need to be consistent. I don't care whether I feel like it the next day or I don't. It doesn't matter when it comes to prayer and communion with our Father. The one that gave his only begotten son, the one that so loves us so much so that he let his son go through all that pain and suffering. Our Lord and Savior, our High Priest, that let himself go through all of this because he loves us that much so. Yeah. I don't have a choice but to be in him. Literally, when I think about all the goodness and grace and mercy and love and joy and peace that I have when I'm with him and I am in him. I don't care if I feel like it the next day or not. So the challenge is, from the time that you listen to this episode, not because I'm telling you to do it, because I'm not going to drop a reminder every day telling you to pray and listen for God and listen to God and get into the word. The challenge is every day. For those of you that might need it, start with 5 minutes. Perhaps might say 10, dare I say 10, 15, 20, 30. Build up that stamina. Daily, give yourself to God first. And give yourself to him again at night if you cannot do it through the day. Not if you will not. Because that just means there is the lack of willingness. I said if you cannot, if you're unable to, start somehow, somewhere, some way. Because he created you, he created time, he gave you everything that you have, and anything and everything that you are placing before him. Because he loves you that much, he will literally take it away, so you'll have no choice as to place him first and then receive everything. Because Matthew 6:33 definitely tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. So please, let us not get caught up in the blessings that we have received, and in the joy and the love and the peace that we receive daily. Let us not get caught up in all of it and forget our source in all of it, from whom it all flows. Okay, now I'm going to close this out with prayer. And before that, I will say this. Let the Lord watch over you and I. Let the Lord watch between us as we are apart one from another. In Jesus' name, amen. And I just want to pray with you guys as we transition out of 2023 into 2024. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you that we are in you and we are with you, and that because of you, we are a new creation, and that through you, we are a new creation. Lord, we thank you for the healing of our hearts. Lord, we thank you for the healing of the traumas and the things that we have felt knowingly and unknowingly that have hurt us ever so deeply to the point that we have felt like we couldn't recover. Lord, we thank you because there is no such thing as stagnancy in you. There is no such thing as irreparable damage in you. There is no such thing as unforgiveness. There is no such thing as hate. There is no such thing as death with you and in you, Lord. I thank you for my brother and for my sister on the other end listening to this. Lord, I thank you that they are healed from within their hearts all the way up into their minds, Lord. We thank you, God, for the spirit of self-control and discipline and love and gentleness and kindness and patience and long-suffering and all the other fruits of the spirit that I have failed to mention, Lord. We thank you for everything, Lord, because without you, Lord, we'd be a different type of people. We thank you, Lord, that there is nothing that is wasted when we bring it to you, when we place it at your feet, Lord. We thank you for communion with one another in you and with you, Lord. We thank you for the godly friends that you have placed in our lives to remind us daily of our purpose in you and with you. When we forget, we thank you for the people that you have placed in our lives to lead us, to teach us, to direct us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the people that you have placed in our lives with more wisdom than we do, so we may glean from them. We thank you, Lord, and we glorify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for the answered prayers of not just this year, but the next year and of our lives, God. Because your word says that your answers are yea and amen. And your word says that you are not a man that you should lie. So therefore, Lord, I am standing on your word, Lord. And I'm reminding you that Dad, Daddy, you said it. So shall it be unto us that which you will. That which you have said, Father, because your word cannot, will not ever return void unto you. Lord, bless these people listening. Bless their hearts, bless their minds, bless their families, bless their businesses, bless their workplaces, bless their homes, bless their friendships, bless their relationships, bless their interactions, Lord. Every time the devil tries to send a flood, Lord, let them see, know, and hear you, Lord. Let them be able to discern you in the moments, in the times where they are faced with adversity. Bless their eyes to see you in the places that they thought that they had been abandoned. Bless their hearts to receive the love that you are so desperately knocking on their hearts to receive. Bless the people that you have sent into their lives to pour into them, Lord. Bless those people with the patience that they will need in order to love on your child, your son, and your daughter. God, help us to never be burnt out and exhausted in you while being with you and being the people that you have called us to be, Lord. Bless us with not just being hearers, but also doers of your word in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over every ear listening. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, over their hearts, over their minds, over their journey with you, over their relationship with you, over their walk with you. In every way, every day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, over their finances, over their mental health, over their emotional well-being, over their spiritual growth, over their physical endeavors, over their legacies, over their purpose. I plead the blood of Jesus over their purpose and over their relationships. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Because the blood works. The blood still works. And it will never, ever lose its power. Amen and hallelujah. All right, you guys, be blessed, stay safe, be a blessing, and remain in the Lord God Almighty, because there is no greater love than His. There is no better way than His, because He is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no better time than now, and that's it. Remind yourselves that you are new creations in Christ. And let yourself receive the love. You are receiving love because it is there from God for you to feel and to heal. The love that He has placed within you is for you to give others. And the people He has placed around you is for you to receive love. And yes, loss is a part of life. It doesn't mean you should be scared of loving. Let's help each other heal. We're not healing one another. We're helping one another to heal. Because ultimately, it's our Lord Jesus Christ that is doing the healing. And through Him, we are able to help and encourage each other to heal. And that's it for this episode, you guys. Like I said, I love you. And I pray that as we continue on this journey, you with me and I with you and Christ with us all, we continue to grow and be better people and help the world be a better place. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you and ciao.